coins and bars in a private depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial security. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals, in business since 1976. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code BTV at checkout for additional savings.
Recommend you become one as well. Clearinghouse materials available to help you educate your public officials about their oaths of office. And he really asked them a humble question. Are you a David? That's the name of one of Sheriff Richard Mack's books, available now at CSPOA.org. Did you also know there's a posse every week? Yeah, if you're a member of the CSPOA, you can join the Sheriff's Posse every Tuesday, not long after the live TV broadcast on Brighteon. So check that out as well, CSPOA.org. Sheriff Mack, welcome to your own show, sir.
Yeah. I guess I'm the guest on my own show today, Sam. But
the host and I'm the anchor.
Yeah, It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. I'm grateful to be here. And we do have a great show today. We've had some great guests in the past, but every now and again, I want to be the guest on my own show. So today, I'm the guest, and I guess you're the interviewer, and I'm the interviewee, and we've got a lot to talk about. And it's really sad that we have so much to talk about, because it's usually not too great a news, but we do have a lot of good news at the CSPOA. And man, well, if you join the posse, you get to be on our webinar every Tuesday morning, 2 hours after this show. And so, look, we're really busy. And as you know, the Texas sheriffs are on fire, and we're going back to Texas this week. Yay.
You know, time flies when you're having fun, ladies and gentlemen. And I wish the media would cover our conferences fairly, openly, honestly. I wish the media would really get there, let the world know about what we're doing, be fair and open, honest, candid about what we're really doing. You know, we're constitutional patriots gathering together to help folks understand their oath of office, to help them understand the proper role of limited constitutional government. We're talking about the checks and balances that can be used to preserve liberty and restrain tyrants, ladies and gentlemen. And so, Sheriff, the first question I have for you today, I know it sounds off topic, but I think it relates. Do you still believe there's a free press outside of government control?
I don't really believe that the government is controlling them. I believe that they're just siding with government and siding with whatever party they prefer. It seems like the Republican Fox Network wants to battle the rest of the mainstream media that's totally Democrat and totally pro-socialism. And I believe that the media has chosen that for themselves. Do we have an honest and fair media? No, except for Brighteon TV and WND. And let's see, and Epic News and Newsmax does pretty good here and there. But to say that we have an honest, open, fair media, CBS, no, NBC, no, ABC, no, MSNBC, no, CNN, no. And not only that, it's so deceptive and all about propaganda. And here we have the Durham report that just came out stating that there's evidence that Hillary Clinton's campaign paid money to infiltrate the Trump campaign and to compromise their servers and to really create the Russian hoax that Donald Trump was indeed collaborating with Russia during his campaign and during his presidency. And yet, who's covering that? Well, Brighteon, we are, and Fox News is covering it pretty big. But the rest of the media is really silent. I mean, again, Epic News will cover it, and WND will cover it, and WorldNet Daily. And is it really getting out to the masses and to the base of the Democrat Party what the Democrats really have done of subterfuge? Sam, you'll remember this, and I just talked about this yesterday on Scott McKay's show. You'll remember this numerous times. In fact, your co-host got a little bit put out with me that I predicted and I warned America on your radio show, Liberty Roundtable, that Donald Trump would definitely lose his election in 2020. And the reason I said that he would is because I said the Democrats are so dishonest, so deceptive, so corrupt, that they will even commit murder if they have to get rid of Donald Trump. I said they would cheat, and I don't really have any solid evidence that I could turn over to an investigator to say that. But there's lots of evidence out there. I don't particularly have it, but there's enough evidence out there that any fair investigator would say, wow, there's enough circumstantial evidence here to go after a legitimate investigation. AG Barr lied about that there was no sign of any evidence that there was any fraud on the election in 2020, and but he never did any investigation. And of course, the mainstream media just said, oh yeah, well, if Barr said there wasn't, then there wasn't. And so this is so deceptive and so dishonest, and we're going right back to Abraham Lincoln and his warning that America will never be destroyed from an outside enemy. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it's because we destroyed ourselves. And that's exactly what's going on now. And the Democrats and Republicans are leading the way.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You got to understand a couple of things here. This is criminal. The Durham report is criminal. Clinton literally campaigned paid to infiltrate Trump, Newsmax.com with the piece highlighting this reality. Now, you say, Sam, why do you bring this up right now? I thought you guys were going to talk about a year in review and what's going on ahead. We are. And the reason that I wanted to highlight that first is I agree all these scandals are going on, ladies and gentlemen. I agree that people are dying in the hospital. I agree that we have an epidemic in America of people literally being abused by government literally at every level. And we get thousands of calls at the CSPOA literally every month, literally dozens a day or more, where they say, Sam, you've got to help my grandma. She's in the hospital and they're killing her. Sam, so-and-so's locked in their house. Sam, I got a court case saying that I'm dealing drugs, but I never was. Sam, and it goes on and on and on. And last year in review kind of has that in focus that, you know what? We can't be everywhere all the time. We don't have the resources at the CSPOA to take on all these cases. We can't literally be everywhere. It reminds me of what David Clark Jr., who just appeared on our broadcast, I think last week or the week before, really said about guns, Sheriff. You know what? I can't be there as your sheriff in an instant. I've got a big county with a lot of miles to cover. You're going to have to have a gun and partner with me to take care of yourself. I can eventually get on the scene and help make things right to the best of my ability, but understand that I can't solve everything for you. We're going to have to partner in this thing, get a gun, learn how to use it, and let's work together was his point. And I submit to you, that's the reality with the CSPOA as well. We can act as a clearinghouse for information. We can point you to people and places and things that can make a tremendous difference. We can even come on the ground and do some training and act as a clearinghouse of information and more.
Right.
right? But we cannot be everywhere all the time for these people. If your grandma's in the hospital and somebody feels like they're being abused, or if somebody's kicking in your door and taking your house from you, like the IRS or whatever, we can't be everywhere all the time. There's literally thousands of cases going on all the time in the country. And I bring that up because it's not that we don't care. It's not that we don't wish to do something about it. But the question becomes, when all this is unfolding on us at once, how do we respond? And some say, well, let's put together a lawsuit document. Let's have it be secret, but tell everybody to file it. Somebody else says, let's create a grand jury. Let's go ahead and indict everybody. Somebody else says, well, let's, you know, do this. Let's do that. Let's have a rat. Let's have a truck. How about if we have a convoy to fix all of this? And all those things, you know what? I'm not downing the efforts of anybody else, ladies and gentlemen. I know people are trying and people genuinely are doing what they feel is best. But let me be very clear about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. We have a clear, direct, I don't want to call it one-track focus, but I want to call it laser-like focus. And that is, we believe that Americans partnering with their county sheriff is America's last hope. The Constitutional Sheriff, America's Last Hope. That's the name of one of Sheriff Mack's books. And I don't mean to go on so long about this, but I want to really articulate this and then turn it over to you, Sheriff, as we do the year in review. That is, we can't be everywhere. We can't do everything. It's not possible. And I know people are just livid. Can't you do something? You guys are a fraud if you don't do this or help me with that. Or no, we just realized that the local government, the closer to the people the government is, the better. So we want to work on the local level. Ladies and gentlemen, we believe that's where the power, the authority, and the involvement from you, me, we the people can be the greatest. And we believe that the closest person that has executive authority to the people is the local elected county sheriff. And if we partner with him, we can use interposition. We can truly work together to hold government at all levels accountable. It is peaceful. It is clear. It is direct. And we can do this county by county. And if you live in a place that's so off the rails, you believe that you can't get it on track, then you got to move and go somewhere else where you can. Americans need to take this. Well, I can't move, Sam. My dog is comfortable here. My children are here. I this, I that. I get it. Yeah. But you're going to have to take liberty to the next level, ladies and gentlemen, or you're not going to have it for your kids. So you can say, well, I want to be with my kids. Yeah, but if you stay there and be with your kids, they might not have a liberty tomorrow. If you go to a county where you can make a difference, where you can have an influence, then you're getting somewhere for liberty. So the reason I spend time on all this is because we believe this is the solution. And we believe that what we're working on is, I don't know how to what word to use, but it is the focus that trumps all others, pardon the pun. Okay, we believe that all the other things people are doing pale in comparison to this. Most of them will get people in trouble. Most of them will go for naught. Okay, but this solution has worked. And we can point to video after video after video of sheriffs standing up and rolling back the abuse of the feds, rolling back the abuse of the state, rolling back. We've got a track record of success. And speaking of that, now I want to turn it over to you with that summary, Sheriff, because look, I don't want to be derailed by all these things that people, I got a good idea. We can do this. I understand, folks, but you're not going to take us off of our mission because we believe the county sheriff is America's last hope if backed by God-fearing, patriotic Americans. So in 2021, we're teaching sheriffs all across the country to do just that. The Woodlands is probably the, what do you want to call it? The pivotal event that happened in 2021, Sheriff?
Yeah, it was, Sam. No question about that. And I want to make one other comment about what you just said.
Sure, please.
We cannot be the, excuse me, we cannot be the criminal investigation referral agency for the country. If your family's having problems, if your uncle's in prison and it's unjust and horrible and they've been abused by government, we will tell every one of you, call your local sheriff and ask for an investigation. Call your local chief of police. If the sheriff's office says, oh, that's jurisdiction of the chief of police, then call the police department and ask for a criminal investigation. That's what we have to do. If I were to take your case and review it and then write it up and then send it to your sheriff, we wouldn't have time to do anything else. So we are the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. We are an education association. And let me tell you what we did in 2021 to do just that. First, we had the convention in the Woodlands. We had a couple of events right before that. In fact, Sam, you and I went out to Minnesota, Lind, Minnesota, to help Larvita McFarquhar. And she was being abused. And we tried to reach out to her sheriff, and her sheriff wouldn't do anything. And the government wanted to shut her restaurant down.
In fact, let's be clear. He wouldn't even meet with us, even though we came thousands of miles to meet with him. He still wouldn't even meet with us. He was too busy, right?
Yeah, he made sure that he was. And this is a guy I spoke to on the phone, and he's new, and he really doesn't know what the oath of office is and what all this is about. If he would come to our seminars and training, of which we had 72 last year, I did personally, I attended and did 72 public presentations, seminars, conferences, conventions, and training seminars with sheriffs, public officials, and we the people all across the country 72 times.
Rick Dalton, let me stop you there, Sheriff. Let me stop you before you go on. That does not even include all the TV shows and radio appearances and all that other stuff. That's just literal on the ground stuff, right? That's miles traveled on the ground delivery.
Yes. Besides, I did 6 to 8 television, radio, and radio interviews and podcasts and webinars, 6 to 8 of those every week, every week. Even when I take time off to go spend time with my grandkids, which I absolutely treasure doing, I still stop and do radio calls or phone calls and radio interviews. And so it's like, I never get a day off, and even on Christmas Day, I'll still be taking calls from people. And it's not even an emergency half the time. But this is okay, Sam. And I've been called to this work, and I have dedicated my life and my wife to this work. And that's okay, because I understand what this job is. And folks, what you need to understand more than anything is that we are an education association. We educate sheriffs and peace officers and public officials to wake up to our awful situation and understand that restoring liberty to America is our job. It is our duty. And you cannot do that if you don't know and understand the oath of office and your role in upholding, defending the Constitution of the United States.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, and I want you to understand how much we do on the road. That's Sheriff Mack at 72-plus events. I go to events. Tanya goes to events. As you were mentioning, our Vice President, Rick Dalton, Sheriff.
Yeah, he did 10 others besides me that he didn't come with me on. So CSPOA President and Vice President did a total of 82-83 seminars all across the country. Rick really focuses on creating new CSPOA chapters in the entire country. So we hope to get one in every state. And so now we have them in about, I'd say about 10, 11, 12 states. And that's constantly growing. And people are calling us constantly to come do a seminar there. So now we have Arkansas sheriffs that we're going to be doing in March. We have Georgia sheriffs that we're going to be doing in March. We have more Texas sheriffs calling us and asking us to come there. Now we have Sheriff Hill that we're doing this weekend. And you know why so many dozens and dozens of people keep calling us and signing up to come to this? Because Sheriff Hill is really pushing it. And if you have sheriffs that really get on board and get converted to the oath of office and to the Constitution, then this is what happens. And folks, these men and women who are standing up for the Constitution now and protecting liberty and protecting civil rights of their constituents is happening because they got educated. and they're willing to listen, and they're humble enough to be teachable. And that is what happened to me when I was a rookie cop. And I know it can happen, and I know and understand the problem of cops who really don't get what their job really is, and the sheriffs who don't understand being a true constitutional sheriff and what that means. And so, Sam, we were really busy last year, and now it looks like it's starting off to be the same exact way this year.
It's going to get more so this year. By the way, and so last year, let's highlight a couple of more things that we did. Not only did we launch the Sheriff Mac show on Brighty on TV, which is incredible enough, every Tuesday morning and available on archive, you can watch the Sheriff Mac show on Brighty on TV. We'd like to give a big shout out and a huge thank you to the Brighty on people, all those folks that are behind the scenes that make it happen. Just because Mac's the quarterback and stuff like that, and I get to grab the ball and, you know, give it to the sheriff and stuff like that. There's so many people behind the scenes that make this happen, and we want to shout out to every one of them. Without them, we wouldn't be here. This would not be happening. So, you know, we appreciate them. They know who they are. They don't really want recognition and fame or whatever else, but I want to really double down, triple down in appreciation to all of them. But Brighty on TV, we launched that TV show. We also figured out a way to simulcast Liberty Roundtable Live, my nationally syndicated radio show, with this TV show. So now every Tuesday, the second hour is on TV and radio. Well, then it gets better because Brighty on not only launched their TV network and then added the Sheriff Mac show, but they launched a radio network and then now added my radio show on the radio network. So now we're on Brighty on TV, Brighty on Radio, Liberty News Radio, Loving Liberty Radio Networks, and the list goes on and on with AM and FM radio stations around the country. And anyway, the huge launch of those shows are pivotal as well. You also launched last year in 2021 the Sheriff's Posse, right, Sheriff?
Yes, the Posse is where all this, we the people can get involved with us. And anybody can get involved with us. Anybody can make a donation, which we drastically need. But anybody can get involved with us. Anybody, in fact, even in the world. We have claimed that liberty is for the world. It's for all nations, all people, all races, all religions. And so, yes, we're opening our arms. We've had lots of calls. In fact, you have an interview in Canada today. We've opened our arms to Canada. We want to help Australia and Canada and London and Mexico. And it doesn't matter. The governments of all countries have the responsibility to protect the God-given natural rights of all the citizens in their country. Yeah.
All right. So that was a huge launch. That was epic in and of itself. We had a huge event in the Woodlands. Well, let me say Texas. This.
Join the CSPUA Posse. Become a member. Become part of the solution. And Sam, when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about all the solutions that are out there. Let's look at the solutions.
I also want to talk more about what we accomplished in 2021. We will still do the look ahead in seconds on the Sheriff Mac Show via Brighty on TV.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panicked. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says, 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal security during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments of real gold and silver are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. You can also hold precious metals in your IRA. This allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Your metals are held in the form of physical coins and bars in a private depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial security. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals, in business since 1976. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code BTV at checkout for additional savings.
On radio. So we're talking about the 2021 year in review of all the things we accomplished. The Woodlands, Texas event was a huge pivotal event. Jumping on to TV and doing a TV show and simulcasting with radio, huge events. There's so much to cover that we accomplished in 2021. It's about impossible to articulate here. We're not going to have time for the look ahead. But I want to summarize and say this. We will be doing a whole webinar coming up. We'll be promoting it relentlessly, so you'll hear about it. We're going to do a whole webinar about all that we did in the year in review in 2021. I mean, it is epic. Let me give you a little teaser. We literally partnered with counties, and these counties have become constitutional counties. Nevada kicked it off. New York jumped on board to summarize. I won't get into it now, but if you want to help your county be a constitutional county, join the CSPOA and get a hold of me, and we'll help make it happen, baby. CSPOA.org to get that done. But I'm telling you, that's just another thing we've accomplished. There's so many of them, we can't even drill into them all, Sheriff.
Yeah, I mean, how do you review 82 events? So as far as me, what I remember most about 2021, obviously, the Woodlands Convention we had in Texas, and the sheriffs that got really engaged after they left the conference. Usually you go to a conference, oh yeah, that was great. Now let's go home and do everything we were doing before. Sheriff Del Bosque from Zapata County, his friendship now that we have with him, and him being a Democrat sheriff, that's exactly what we want. We want all people of all backgrounds, all political parties. Everybody should be upholding, defending the Constitution. Also for me and my family, Sam, first of all, Jimmy, my son, when we were on the Arise USA tour and the buses that went all across America, zigzagging the country, I was doing that. And then I was actually going back and doing seminars all across the country at the same time. One was actually in Virginia and New York. And then I would fly back to wherever the tour was, and they would pick me up at the local airport, and then we'd go on to some more of our rallies and events. The most remarkable there for me is we picked Jimmy up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, where he was working at the time, and he's my youngest son. He's my baby. Yeah, my 300-pound baby. And
that's like 40 years old.
Yeah, he's also a bodyguard
former
cage fighter. Yeah, he's 34. And so it was really great to be on the bus with Jimmy. We had a great time together. And then Dawn and my daughter Mandy and her husband and their children, my granddaughters, McKenna, Millie, and Madison, all met us at Mount Rushmore. And Sam, that was really a touching experience. In 2021, I was at Mount Rushmore four different times for the Red Pill Expo, for the Freedom Fest, and for the Arise Tour. And then some other people had me come back and speak towards the end of the year in Montana and Rapid City. Rapid City is a great town. Love Rapid City. They've got great food there, and they even have a Culver's. So, as you well know. But it was really neat having a rally there. A huge crowd. We had this huge crowd just about a half mile away from Mount Rushmore. And there was a thousand people there. And my daughter sang, and all of us had such a terrific time. And the spirit of freedom that existed there, as we all know, that the spirit of God is the spirit of freedom and liberty. And I got to share that with my bride and two of my children and three of my grandchildren. I have some wonderful pictures of my grandchildren and me at Mount Rushmore. Have some of you at another event when we went there, and Zach and then one of our life members. You know, Sam, as I look back, I just look and think in my heart how blessed we are to live in this great country, and that it is such a responsibility of ours. It is not only our right, but it is our duty to throw off corrupt government and establish what we would have to say would be a godly government, and that government that protects our God-given rights. And that's what government was for. That's what the Constitution was designed to do. If we would just but follow and obey and enforce the Constitution, we're going to get our freedoms back tomorrow. And this is what happens county by county and sheriff by sheriff when we have the people working with their sheriff, as you alluded to earlier. Oh, and by the way, Sam, wait. And by the way, sir. That takes me back to what the solutions out there. You know, it could be a solution that the governors and United States Congress would stop all their own corruption and start following the Constitution. I think we could legitimately say that will not happen. Patrick Henry said, I only judge the future but by the past. If we judge the future by the past, then we know that's not going to happen. However, we...
And but true.
And then looking at everything else that people are doing, and you alluded to this early too, if we were looking at what everybody's doing, Sam and I beg you to look at legitimate efforts and legitimate methods to take our country back. And if you cannot see the simplicity of grassroots efforts working with your sheriff, when we have proof that this is already working, we have proof that sheriffs are already standing. And if we unite the sheriffs of this country, and if we unite their posses and their people with them, there's no stopping this. And folks, this is the key here. It's constitutional. It's lawful. It's effective. It's peaceful. And it's immediate. And this is why we get a little bit frustrated at our end, because people keep doing things that are going to get themselves into trouble when this solution is right here in front of you. And if anybody can point me to a more effective solution, I promise you and give you my word, I will stop doing the CSPOA and I will join that movement, and we will do that instead.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand that I know that a lot of people think we don't have time, Sam. We got to take action now. I understand that. I've been told that every single election cycle since I was born. This is the last election cycle you'll ever even be able to vote if we don't get a handle on it now, they say, every single solitary time. Folks, I know we don't have a lot of time. I also know, though, that if we overreach, it reminds me in basketball, you know what? You get busted for reaching and you get a foul, right? You can't force things to happen when the people aren't ready to make them happen. If I gave you liberty tomorrow, complete constitutional liberty tomorrow, 90% of the American people would throw it away because they're not educated enough to know how to keep it. They don't really realize what of a blessing they would have had. Okay, so we've got to educate people. Until we have greater numbers, you know what? Our successes will be few and far between. But we have got to, like leaven in bread, educate the people. And you know what? Over time, we can become more and more constitutional. The country wasn't ruined in a day, and it's not going to be fixed in a day either. So all these, you know, high in the sky ideas that we're going to arrest everybody. Hillary is getting arrested. We started talking about Hillary right from the start. She literally did spy on Donald Trump's campaign before he took office and after. She got caught doing it. But folks, I'm telling you right now, she's not going to jail. Even Donald Trump said, lock her up. And then the second he got in office, he goes, why would I want to lock up my buddy Hillary? Okay. So look, folks, I don't mean to be offensive here. And I know you're like, oh, Sam, but I'm telling you the truth about, this is truth telling time, about what we can really do to restore the country. And I'm telling you, the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, does have the solution. It will not fix everything tomorrow, but we can point to example after example of success. Not only did we create constitutional counties in 2021, but we were able to go to the Red Pill Expo, an incredible event in South Dakota. We went back to South Dakota for the Freedom Fest, an incredible event. Hopefully we'll be at the Freedom Fest in Vegas coming up in July this year as well. So there's a lot on our plate, folks. And now I want to look forward to 2022. There are so many things that we have on the docket. Sheriff Mack leaves what, tomorrow for Texas?
We leave tomorrow, yes.
There's a big training event with multiple stops in Texas right now, virtually, this week. After that, they what? You guys go to California here in a couple of days too, right?
And then I go
this month?
Right after I get back, I go to Chicago for events there, training some sheriffs there and working with gubernatorial candidate Gary Rabine. And so he's got a bunch of people there meeting with me and him, and we've got a bunch of sheriffs there. We're not sure quite how many, but it looks like it's about 15 to 20. And Gary has arranged that. So I fly there real quickly and fly right back. And then whatever event we have right after that, I don't know if it's Georgia or Arkansas.
I think you have Arkansas, and then you have Georgia. And now people are asking us to go to South Carolina, right?
Yes, and that's in May with Clay Clark. Yes.
All right, so we have our hands full, ladies and gentlemen, of things to do. And I know everybody calls and they say, Sam, we want to have you come out to our area right now. Or Sam, you know what, can somebody call me back? And I'm telling you, we're doing our very best to get to everybody. We do care and we do believe in you and we do want to hear what you have to say. But we cannot get derailed with things that I don't know that we can solve. I'll give you an example. Somebody called me about a guy in prison in Nevada. This is a serious case, ladies and gentlemen. I don't mean to mock it in any way. But the bottom line is he literally helped someone out of the hospital. But then they all got busted for kidnapping. This was like 3 years ago. And now the case is so convoluted and difficult as I dig into it to where, you know what? I don't know what I can do for them. So this guy was out on his own recognizance. He basically then got pulled over for speeding or something. He wouldn't wear the ankle bracelet that they wanted him to wear. So then they threw him in jail. Now they say he has health problems. He's in jail. I call the sheriff's office. They talk to me about it. And they say, listen, the guy is not having health problems. If he would wear his ankle monitor, he'd be out. But he won't. So he can't. The judge has said that. Now, don't call me, by the way, and say, Sam, you don't have the story straight either. Because look, there's a gazillion facts flying everywhere. Well, Sam, you can't trust the sheriff's department. They're corrupt as all get out. Sam, you got to do something now. Look, what can we do in that situation when it's already turned over to the courts, when it's in the hospital, so HIPAA is involved with the patient and the people? Mm-hmm. Look, that's not something that we can solve on a dime in a day. You're going to have to find a constitutional attorney to help you, and that's going to take literally months, possibly years to unwind. I'm not saying the case doesn't matter. I'm just telling you what we actually can do about it at the time. Should we train 20 sheriffs? Should we update our website to create greater memberships for you with more support, more items to help you educate those around you? Should we spend time on trying to get this guy out of jail it's so convoluted, no one will listen to us. Okay, we've been down this road before. We've investigated these cases. I'm not saying they don't matter. I am saying that we only have so many dollars and so many bodies to work on these things. And we need to spend our time with the training across the country. Not only hopefully will we be in Vegas in July for the Freedom Fest, but we are creating our own huge event that we've got to spend the rest of the time on, Sheriff.
Yeah, we are, Sam. I looked at all this, obviously, as we reviewed 2021, I looked at all the events I did, how grueling and exhausting all of that was. I traveled, it appears I traveled over 100,000 miles last year. I was 68, I'm now 69, and there's just so much of that, that this old man can take. Also, raising all the money for that was no easy task. And we're right now in the middle of raising millions of dollars. We've got to raise several million dollars for our huge event, that this is going to be the icing on the cake for our movement. And by that, I mean, this is a do or die year, I believe, for America and for CSPOA. And maybe that's too strong of language, I don't know. But just like you and most of our listeners and supporters say, time is of the essence. So we're going to have a huge convention September 30th, October 1st in Las Vegas. We've already got the hotel. You've already been working on that for us. And we're going to get the 1,000 sheriffs. We're going to have at least 700 sheriffs there, sheriff candidates there from all over the country, so that we can unify in this movement and so that we can get a plan of action that is going to be implemented in 1,000 counties across this country to save America, take back our Constitution, and restore liberty county by county, sheriff by sheriff, and we the people working with our sheriffs to do that. This training and this convention will be the seminal moment for restoring liberty to America. We're willing to stick our necks out. And we believe that this is very ambitious, but very absolutely necessary.
Let's talk about the necessary part of this, ladies and gentlemen. Why is it necessary, you say? Well, number one, we have got to get the media to understand who we are. Okay. I believe they already know who we are and they're covering up, but if we get enough of us aboard, we cannot be ignored.
The Washington Post did 5 slam articles on me last year. 5. That's a review of the year. 5 slam articles against CSPOA and me last year alone.
And by the way, it was dishonest as all get out. I offered to interview them on TV and radio. They refused because they know the truth. And they're literally, they've attended some of our conventions. They know who we are and what we're about. They know we're peaceful. They know we don't have any violent intentions of any kind, but they continue to suggest that these rogue sheriffs are a threat to the nation in some way. That's their dishonest lie. The truth is we're asking sheriffs to keep their oaths of office. We're asking sheriffs to understand their role. We're asking sheriffs to realize the jurisdictional boundaries, the checks and balances that America is known for. And that's all we're asking, okay? We're asking for sheriffs to protect their citizens from even government when government gets out of control. When government comes to criminal, treat them as criminals, sheriff, is what we're saying. So we have an incredible invention coming up. And the reason it's so necessary, folks, is because we have got to get the sheriffs together to put a plan in place. I'll give you an example. You know, a lot of these counties across the country have created themselves what they call Second Amendment sanctuary counties. That's a great step. I get it. I love it. It's been done by hundreds of counties, and good on them for it, by the way. But we got to take the next step. You don't want to just be a Second Amendment sanctuary. You want to be a constitutional county. You want to be a county with a sheriff and a DA and a county commissioner or the equivalent thereof that understand their oaths of office, that are willing to commit to the supreme law of the land, not only just to get sworn in and when it's quiet, when no one knows. But one of the things that Sheriff Brad Rogers has done, and I think we need to follow this pattern, and teach to this as well. Hey, he made taking the oath of office a public event where you could see it on video. You could watch it. You could come and attend it. It's one of the very few times you can actually take photos in the courtroom. And he wanted this to be a real affair to highlight the importance of the oath. Okay, this is the kind of stuff we're going to be training about and teaching about all year long. And we need enough sheriffs to stand together now, backed by millions of Americans, because that is America's last hope, Sheriff.
It is. And this is vital to what we believe in. This is vital to the freedom movement. This is vital to the restoration of our Constitution. And we're going to raise the bar. And that's what this convention will do. Folks, it's going to be the time that we actually go to the sheriffs of this country, train them, get them educated and get them ready, and give them the tools they need and the empowerment of being united in doing this and implementing a national program that puts federal, state, and local bureaucrats on notice that there's a few things in our counties you're not going to do anymore, and they're going to stand firm in those rules and policies relating to federal, state, and local bureaucrats. They're not going to break the law anymore in your county. They're not going to abuse citizens or victimize citizens with bureaucratic red tape and baloney, and that includes the IRS. But it's all of them, and it's all abuse will no longer be tolerated in the counties that are going to be represented at this national convention. We already have 200, 250, 300 sheriffs. Even those sheriffs need to raise it up. And this is the meeting where this is going to happen. Folks, everything that you want to happen to save America is going to start. It's already started, but it's going to raise the bar that meeting, September 30th, and we need your help. You got to be involved with us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we're talking about September 30th, a Friday, October 1st, a Saturday, a two-day event in Las Vegas that will be the training of 2022. And what we need you to do is work with us to help get your sheriff there. If your sheriff needs to go to one of our events, as we mentioned, in California, in Georgia, in South Carolina, in Arkansas, anywhere beforehand to get educated and caught up, by all means, we can help bring them there. This is something that we've got to do together. We ask for your help across the country. There's over 3,000 sheriffs, ladies and gentlemen. Let yours be the sheriff that attends and gets involved. CSPUA.org, become a member. Thanks for watching. This is the Sheriff Mac Show right here on Brighteon.tv.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that. but I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, live on your radio, Sam Bushman. We just did the Sheriff Mac show. I know the transitions aren't perfect, ladies and gentlemen, to simulcast the second hour of Liberty Roundtable Live with the Sheriff Mac show, but we want radio and TV simulcast, ladies and gentlemen. We want the greatest coverage we can possibly get. So to all of you who are listening on Brighty on Radio, thanks for your patience during the transitions, man. We're doing the very best we can, and you know what? We're on limited budgets and doing, I mean, it's just a lot of work. And the other thing is that the video or the TV and the radio, they have what are called clocks, which means you start at a certain time, you take breaks at certain times. All that's called the clock, all the transitions. And so radio has news at the top of the hour, oftentimes at the bottom of the hour. We try to skip that for this TV show and all that. But all I'm telling you is when you understand it, you go, wow. So it's hard to get all that to match up. And it doesn't match up perfectly. And that's why, you know, I do the end. We finish Brighty on TV like at 54 after or whatever. And then I jump back on your radio and finish the hour out. That's why all those transitions. And I know they're not perfect, folks, but we're doing the very best we can with the limited staff, the limited dollars we have. It's partly an equipment discussion. In a perfect world, I'd have a big old studio instead of my teeny little studio where I don't even have enough room to put everything. But in a perfect world, would have a TV video set up and a radio set up that would be separate. So with one, you know, one press of a button, I could instantly be on one or the other. It doesn't work that way because I don't have the money. I don't have the equipment that I need. So I've got to unplug a bunch of things on the break and replug things in and reset something to go from TV to radio. And so the transitions aren't perfect. And hopefully we can get funding over time. Hopefully people can donate. LibertyRoundtable.com. If you want to donate to me personally, I'd love it. But we'll use the money to grow our presence in the media. We really will, I promise. We will use the money, every penny that you give us, to grow our presence in the media. I already fund my own living. I already work all day and own an IT company called Small Business Tech Guys. I work all day for the money for my family. I'm not begging you people to support me and my family. I am saying, though, if we're going to make this thing grow, if I'm going to travel, if we're going to be on site, if we're going to support the CSPOA, if we're going to do all the things that we do, the radio show, the TV show, man, it takes so much money. And when I'm gone, I just lose money at work is all, right? So not only does it take money to travel, but I lose money when I'm gone from my normal day job and stuff like that. So look, it's a sacrifice for all of us. I don't mean to make myself the great sacrificer that nobody else is. I'm not saying that. I know we all work together, and I know we all do our part. And thank you so much for all that you do, right? Thanks so much for all that you are involved in the difference you make. But I'm telling you, we could use all the support we can get. LibertyRoundtable.com. LovingLiberty.net are our networks, but donate. We could use every penny. And I digress. The first hour on the radio, we had on Bart Sabrell doing a phenomenal job. He's an award-winning filmmaker. He's the guy, believe it or not, that documented that the government prepared to quarantine you back in 2016. And we played clips of Fauci and Gates and others highlighting that they knew this pandemic was coming. They know it's a fake pandemic. Highlighting Fauci saying there will be a surprise outbreak. He said that in 2017. Highlighting that Janet Napolitano, even before that, warns of, quote, unprecedented natural disaster. We highlighted the Lucifer telescope called Lucy. Go look it up if you don't believe me, ladies and gentlemen. Some debate about where it is, but the instrument on the large binocular telescope is called Lucy. Lucifer is what it's called, and then they nicknamed it Lucy. Lucifer is the acronym for the technology that's behind it, right? It explains very well what it does. The full title was descriptive of what the instrument does, but the full title is so long, it's a mouthful. So they just called it Lucifer. And then they even shortened that to Lucy. I'm telling you right now, this is crazy stuff, but you can look it up. It's all documented. So 2 hours of hard-hitting radio at your fingertips always at LibertyRoundtable.com. Spread the word, share the love, and thank you for being alongside for the ride. I declare that we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore our grand old republic. But you got to get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right, will you? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.